Getting excited now for the weekend of the old hurling match. Any inside info or anything?
No, Rob Downey's fit, which is absolutely massive. He's an absolute colossus at the back. So that's very, very good news heading to the Gaelic Grounds on Sunday.
Lovely. I heard one of the best spells of hurling commentary ever, Victoria.
Yes.
Kelly. This is the man. This is how hurling commentary should be described.
Oh, even a balls of it. Lawler made a balls of it. Oh, you're hounding Tony. Tony made a balls of it. They're all making balls of it. Every one of them are making a balls of it. But this man isn't making a balls of it. He's drilling for oil. Gives inside to Crotty. Crotty made a balls of it. This is an exhibition of making a balls of it.
He's talking about Slitters, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's really 100%. Funny.
He's drilling for oil.
Your man was baiting the hurley into the ground so
hard. That's so funny.
What an analogy. He's drilling for oil.
Go on the Buff.
Credit to Buff Egan from Hurling Banter, who I don't know if he's commentated for anybody or if that was just for his own page, but that's how you do hurling commentary, lads. It is 25 to 8. Will we do the Google game?
Yeah, all right. Go on.
Okay.
Okay, Google game. When you go to Google and you put in a search, it tries to guess, Kelly, what you're looking for. You know, if you type in something, mm-hmm. it gives you some predictions. I want you to see if you can guess those predictions, all right? Let's go for it.
I'm a licker.
Thanks, Vic. So let's go for it and see how we get on. Yeah, we had a classic this morning, lads. You missed that one.
Is this about the ice creams?
It was ice cream chat. Vic gave us some gold. Thank you very much.
That's
all
nothing.
Right.
Ema just came into me and told me she's a pusher. Just saying.
She pushes it down into the cone.
Gotcha.
What the hell are we talking about?
What have you walked into? All right, Google game. When you go to Google and you type this in, can you eat? Can you eat dot, dot, dot? What are the top predictions that come up?
Pet food.
Yeah, dog food, I was going to say.
Can you eat dog food?
Can you eat?
No.
No.
Raw eggs. Raw fish.
No.
Gone off milk.
Kelly?
Can you eat? I don't know.
Raw chicken.
Flowers.
Top three searches. Can you eat sprouting potatoes?
Random.
Sprouting potatoes. Yeah, don't eat sprouting potatoes. They've got some bacteria on it that can make you very, very sick. Can you eat kiwi skin? The answer is you can. And the top search for can you eat? What do you think, Vic?
Mud.
No.
Can you eat sand?
Can you eat prawns when you're pregnant?
These
are all based on the algorithm in Cork, by the way. These are all local Cork searches. Should a woman... dot, dot, dot. Go to Google, type in, should a woman, what are the predictions?
I'm not touching this one.
He's keeping out this one, yeah.
Yeah.
Should a woman... stop talking?
Not in the top three. Kelly?
Should a woman exercise?
Not in the top three.
Should a woman get married?
Top three searches. Number three, should a woman shave her face?
What?
Yeah.
Random.
Okay.
I feel like that's a personal one.
That's a very googly one.
Okay.
Should a woman preach? In Cork, should a woman preach? That's what's on the thing. And the top search, should a woman take probiotic daily?
I don't even know what to say about any of that.
Next search, you go to Google, you type in, should a man? Okay. What have we got, Roar?
Shave his face.
Shave her face.
Shave his legs.
Shave his legs is number two. Hey. Well done, Vic. Points for Vic. All right.
Should a man...
grow a beard. Every man should grow a beard.
Yeah.
Wear woman's clothes.
Top three searches. Should a man pay for everything in a relationship?
Okay.
Okay. Should a man shave his legs, as we've established? And the top search, should a man shave his regions?
Oh.
Yeah, should
interesting.
Do a bit of gardening.
I feel like that's up to you. You don't need to ask Google.
Regions.
No offence
like
now.
Legacy way for draw.
I don't mean this in a bad way, but who is typing that into Google? Should I shave my...
No, listen, this stuff... Can you imagine what Google has on us?
It's true, actually.
My biggest fear in life is to be wheeled out into a packed parky queeve, taped to a chair while they read out your search history on the Tannoy system.
You're never going to sound clever.
That is my... I've had dreams about... nightmares about that. Can you imagine?
Why is there so many searches about ferrets?
Final search in the Google game. Are you ready? This is interesting. Why... you go to Google, you type in, why are white people... dot, dot, dot. Rory?
Like that. No?
No. Top three searches. Why are white people yellow in The Simpsons?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Number two is, why are white people called white?
Okay.
And number one, why are white people called Caucasian? There you go.
Okay.
Vic, you're the only one to score points.
Yay.
Well done.
Wow. Tough one today, lad.
That was your Google Gander game. 7.39. All right, not only have I got Jarrow Breen double passes for you to win very soon, but I'm about to put €156,000 in your bank.
Hello.
Oh, geezer.
What have we got for you today? We've got 4 days to go until the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
And the Irish lady who's singing will Emmy will be the third act on the first night.
Okay.
So she'll be up nice and early for you to check out if you're... There are Eurovision nuts out there.
There are people that look forward to it every single year.
Eurovision enthusiasts. It's an absolutely bonkers event, isn't it?
I watch it and I just think, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Do you?
It's like they're now nations are in competition. They followed Ireland years ago when we sent to Turkey in a dustbin. When we sent over Dustin, they went, "Oh, let's have the crack." let's have the incorrectly spelled crack.
And it's just off the wall.
Make it as mad as possible. I do like the madness of it though.
Do you?
Yeah. But then again, I'm looking at it going, is this madness or is this just music from their country? You know?
Do you know what I like the best? The best thing for me is the sarcasm of our commentators that we have over here.
Marty.
You've got Marty and then you've got Graham Norton
ripping
in
into them. Yeah.
I just think it's really funny.
That's on in 4 days. We've got Wimbledon Tennis Freaks. It's on in 48 days. And today's World Cocktail Day.
Oh, yes.
Our mocktail at this hour of the morning. Yeah. If you celebrate your birthday today, speaking of all things Eurovision, you celebrate with Johnny Logan.
Oh, Johnny Logan.
The original J-Lo. What age is Johnny Logan today?
Johnny Logan is 66.
Go a little higher.
He, as in older?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's 71.
He's 71 on the nose,
there
yeah.
There you go.
He looks amazing for 71, Johnny.
I spoke to him recently.
You were texting him, weren't you?
Well, I was messaging him. Yeah. Just on the side, you know.
Oh, a little bit of side hustle.
He told me to get lost and to contact his PR people. And I'm not even exaggerating.
You were trying to get him on the show, weren't you?
I was trying to get him on the show, lads. He was not entertaining me at all. He was like, "Oh, sorry, but can you just contact my PR people?"
Yeah, he's probably
I don't deal with things like this. So
he doesn't, though. He's paying someone to do this, I suppose. So
I contacted his PR person and she just went, "No."
That was it?
No.
What did you ask him to
do
again?
He's too busy. I wanted him to come on the show. We wanted to tell him that his long lost son was Erling Haaland.
Oh, that's right. We're going to see if we could convince him to do
child.
Yeah, can we convince Johnny Logan to do a DNA test?
Unfortunately, she said no. She just cut me off. She just said, it's not happening.
I wonder why. You also celebrate with Yaya Toure, the footballer from Man City. He's 42 today. Imagine growing up with a name as a kid like Dad, can I have sweets? No.
Yeah.
What else has gone on in the world? What is the greatest advantage to owning a dog?
Ooh.
To having a doggy?
They're always, always happy to see you, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
And that's got to feel good.
Do you know your doggy can tell when you're due home? From the amount of scent that's left in the room of you.
Explain that to me again, yeah.
So they can tell when your scent starts to kind of dwindle a little bit in the house. They go, "Oh, okay, I can't smell them anymore. It's nearly time for them to come home."
That is mad.
And that's why they're at the window waiting for you, or like staring out the front of the sitting room, because they know they have a little doggy clock.
That's a phenomenon, isn't it?
Based on scent, they know when what time you're due home at. Nearly 7 in 10 dog owners claim the best thing about having a furry friend is the incentive to get some exercise.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah,
having a dog gets you out and about, along with a million other advantages. A builder has found nearly £50,000. In a wall.
What?
Yeah, a man was ecstatic after discovering nearly 50 grand stashed away in Nesquik tins while refurbishing his retirement home. Obviously, the former owner, previous person that was in there, stashed a load of money.
People stash money in really strange places. Remember the couple that hid the lottery ticket in the jam jar down the back of the garden?
Oh, they buried it.
They buried it.
Yeah, the winning lotto tickets, yeah.
They put it in a jar, dug a hole and buried the jar.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. The anxiety around worms getting in or something.
Foxes.
The jar blowing up or something. Oh, no way.
Okay, so he hid it in Nesquik tins.
Yeah, and Horst in behind the wall, but your man was doing a bit of refurbishment and opened it up. Ka-ching.
The only question I have there is, what was he doing? Was he just undoing the plaster every time he wanted to put another jar in?
Yeah, you'd wonder. Did he have a little secret compartment? But anyway, your man knocked the wall and he found the cash.
Happy days.
There you go. That'll pay for the refurbishment.
He got more than he bargained for that day.
The typical child in a household nowadays doesn't leave home until 28 because of the housing crisis situation and people trying to save up for homes and apartments are just far too expensive.
Yeah.
They're telling us this morning. And finally, what does your ice cream say about you? The way you eat it determines your personality.
I love ice cream.
I will tell you about your ice cream eating personality next. How you hammer your ice cream says everything about your personality. The way you eat an ice cream reveals a lot about your personality and the people around you, according to an expert. Hello, what are you an expert in? I'm an expert in ice cream consumption, actually.
Oh, I love
ice cream consumption and body language.
Imagine having that as a job.
Behaviour psychologist Joe Hemmings thinks the way that you horse into an ice cream says a lot about your temperament.
Okay.
And whether you're, you know, you're chilled or you're stressed.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm a licker.
Beg your pardon?
For the ice cream.
Gotcha. If you're a biter. If you're a biter, if you bite, you know, take a bite out of it.
No.
You're impulsive. You're confident. You are fearless. Fearless of brain freeze.
Do you bite an ice cream?
No way.
Neither do I.
Not the old sensitive teeth I have.
No. Are you a licker as well?
I'm a kind of like a eater.
Okay.
You can eat it. Not so much a bite, but you take a kind of a...
Do you take little scoops up with your tongue of it?
This is going places I don't need it to go now. But there is so much audio for us to cut up. Thank you, Vic.
Ice cream. We're talking about ice cream.
Are you a nibbler?
Yeah, you're probably a nibbler.
Nibble. Cautious, gentle, thoughtful and controlling.
That's you.
Yeah, you kind of nibble away at them. Then there's you.
Yeah, I just lick.
Yeah, relaxed and romantic.
I like to turn it as I lick. The ice cream.
This is clip of gold, Vic.
Turn the ice cream.
Are you a guzzler? When do you have your 99? Are you impulsive, enthusiastic and impatient? So if you just really horse it into you, how can you do that without getting, like, you know, the worst brain freeze you could possibly get? You know what it just, like, feels like you're stabbed in your head?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the biter, nibbler, licker, a guzzler. Which one are you there when it comes to the old 99s?
Okay.
Sales of ice creams, by the way, and particularly 99s, have gone up by 40% in the last week.
Have they?
Because of the gorgeous weather.
Also, I can't stop doing that thing that you told me to do about 3 years ago, which is the flake in the cone first. Now, they do look at you like you're a bit strange when you say it, but...
This is a game changer.
It is, yeah.
Get the cone, ask them to put the flake into the cone and then top it up with ice cream. And I swear you'll come back and you'll thank me. You'll be outside my house to give me a hug. This game changer. Anyway, so which one are you? Nibbler? What was the other one? Licker, guzzler or biter? Or maybe you're into all four. Whatever you're having yourself. Irish inventions, everybody. We've invented quite a lot of stuff. Up in my hometown, some lad from up my neck of the woods invented the guided torpedo for submarines.
Nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's our big local claim to fame.
There you go.
Other things, in 1841, the hypodermic needle was invented by Francis Rhine. In 1885, the cream cracker, the humble cream cracker, was invented in this country by Joe Houghton. 1947, duty-free shopping. Go on, the Irish.
Oh, yeah. Really?
We invented that. It was Brendan O'Regan, I think, was the person who introduced duty-free shopping to the very first airport. 1950, flavoured potatoes. Potato crisps, invented by the Irish.
Oh, yes.
God, go on, the Irish. In 1960, we invented the portable defibrillator. And it was invented by a guy called Frank Partridge.
Hello, Frank.
In 2010, we invented the spice bag. Well, actually, the credits go to the Chinese. In fact, Sunflower Chinese in Dublin invented the very first spice bag.
I never knew that.
Are we spice bag fans?
They've created a phenomenon. They're
really
amazing.
I've never had one.
The spice bag is having a bit of a moment at the minute,
really
isn't
is.
It?
Yeah.
I got a message from some friends in Wales about 2 weeks ago, and they were like, we've just tried the spice bag.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
It's the ultimate two in the morning.
Is it just chicken and chips, like?
Well, it's strips of chicken, chips, it's peppers, onions, mushrooms, and it's got this spicy kick to it then.
It's your five a day in there as well.
Completely. Yeah. It's very healthy.
And the spices. It's just got everything.
Yeah, it's never got the works. But I'm about to introduce you to the greatest Irish invention of all time that didn't quite make it to mass production.
Okay.
This is a bar stool. Have a listen to what one lad did.
So come with me now into this pub and we'll talk to the inventor of this unique machine.
He put an engine in a bar stool and drives it around.
He didn't.
He did.
This is your actual mobile 50cc bar stool, guaranteed to drive you to drink. And here beside me is the inventor, Noel Duffy. Noel, where did you get the idea for this invention?
Well, the idea. Well, it goes back a long ways, really. You know, it's basically a great love of engines and motorcycles and that sort of thing. And myself and a few of the mates, like, we used to be chatting about what engines could be put into what particular chassis, you know. And I said it was possible to put an engine into anything. Put an engine in a bar stool if it goes to that, you know. So that's just about how it came about, you know.
What speed would you do with it?
I reckon it would do about 35 miles an hour, but I wouldn't like to be sitting on it at the time.
He put the standard bar stool, is the engine's in the middle, it's got four wheels on it, it's got a lever, you push forward and you take off.
Did he say 35 miles an hour?
35 miles an hour you
can
get it up.
That's quite fast, you know.
Yeah.
Especially if you had a pint in your hand.
Of Ribena,
yes.
So the mobile bar stool never went into mass production.
There's a shock.
Can you imagine?
You drive yourself to the jacks and everything.
No, but like, could you take yourself home? Maybe
that's,
you could.
That's the best bit.
Yeah. I'd love to see about like 50 people in a pub, each one having their own
bumper cars.
Bumping cars.
Bar stools.
Savage crack. Anyway, the greatest Irish invention that never made to mass production was the mobile bar stool, everybody. KC. Rory, would you stand up on a flight like from Cork to London if you got it for half price?
Nah, yes, that's only an hour, is it?
Told you.
Grant.
What about turbulence, lads? I keep saying this to you.
We were talking about this earlier on this morning. That apparently, low-cost airliners will be bringing in 2026 standing options, an aisle where you can stand up and get your flight for half price. Now, you're not just standing there. Obviously, you're strapped in. You know, though, if you ever go to Perks or one of those fun fairs, if you go to, you know the kind of wall of death.
The centrifugal force.
Yes. It's like that.
I'm all right, thanks.
Centrifugal?
Standing up, strapped in. A huge amount of people say, give me. You're only standing up for 55 minutes.
Grand.
How much of a discount is it, though, really, on the ticket?
Like a ticket for 20 quid to London? 25 quid?
I'd do it.
Bring it on. Ladies and gentlemen of Cork, Winchon na Corky, possibly for the very last time, it's Gags, Time for Gags. Have you got a funny joke? What's apples now? Only a Red FM. I'm going into retirement. If this is 8 in a row now we're heading for.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
This is down to the listeners, I think, to vote this morning, by the way.
Oh, hold on a second.
And don't be giving them the sympathy vote now either.
Well, I'm not. Don't look at me. I'm not listening.
I'm talking to the listeners. They know I'm angry with them already. Because I know what's going to happen here.
No. I want you to vote based on the jokes, not on the person.
Okay, let's go. Okay. You know what, KC? Mm-hmm. You can go first.
Thanks very much. This comes in from Leo, who's 5.
Oh.
Okay. What bird is always out of breath?
I don't know.
It's a puffin.
Oh, Leo. That's cute.
Thanks, Leo.
It's Leo's joke. My patience is basically like a gift card. Not sure how much is left on it, but we can give it a try.
Do you ever do that with the old gift cards? You go, hope for the best. Hope for the best. Right, joke number 2. My local bakery in Cork has started doing drone deliveries.
Yeah.
Drone deliveries, what? My God. I mean, I don't really get it myself. It's all a bit pie in the sky.
I was on a train and the woman opposite me looked at me and said, every time you smile, I feel like inviting you back to my place. I asked, are you single? She said, no, I'm a dentist.
Oh, my God. Would I be worried if someone fired questions at me about all of the Sylvester Stallone movies?
No.
Not in the slightest.
Come
on!
I like that.
Give myself double drums.
I told my wife there's no way you're cooking at your birthday, so I reheated the food she made yesterday.
Oh, God. That's not a joke.
My dentist was arrested yesterday. Did you hear that, lads?
No.
My dentist. He was arrested yesterday for selling drugs. I'm so shocked. I'm going to him for years. Never knew he was a dentist.
Oh dear, this one could go either, I know.
Anyway.
When I was a kid, I made a really big sandcastle with my grandmother. Unfortunately, it didn't impress anyone at her cremation.
Good Lord.
like, should I say this? Should I say it? And I started and I couldn't stop.
Not granny. My racing snail. I've got a racing snail. Keeps losing, so I took his shell off to speed him up. He's still a little sluggish, though.
I saw a guy running down the road with a cape on and I said, hey, are you a superhero? He said, no, I just didn't pay for the haircut.
My final joke. My final joke ever possibly on dad gags. My son was just born and another dad at the hospital came over to congratulate me and said his daughter was born yesterday. Hey, maybe they'll marry each other. Sure, like my son is going to marry someone twice his age.
What do you call a chicken that travelled through time?
Go on.
Back to the future.
What a joke.
0868104106. Voice notes and votes, please.
You're getting a sympathy vote here now.
I'm not going to take this.
I know you are. Like.
Have we got time for one more?
Yeah, go on.
Go on. This is from Jack Mill Gillicuddy, age 7.
Hello, Jack.
What's the difference between a camera and a socket?
Yeah.
One takes photos, the other takes five toes.
That's outstanding.
That's really good.
The winner this morning of Dad Jack. Gags is...
Jack.
It goes to Jack, yeah, everybody. Jack wins. Jack. Thanks, Jack. Jesus, thanks, Jack. You just saved the game there. All hail, Jack.
Well done, Jack, buddy.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Giant from Calvin Harris. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock, yeah?
Here, lads, I love the Dad Gag segment, and I don't want KC to retire, so I'm preemptively voting for KC. So, yeah, KC, that was hilarious, man.
Thanks so much.
How much did you pay him?
€4.
Yeah.
Noah's been on to me. Hello, Noah.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
What did the little what did the big hammer say to the little hammer?
I don't know.
You're a wee smasher.
Hey!
What did the big chimney say to the little chimney?
Go on,
you're
Noah.
Too young to smoke.
Yay!
It's money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
We should get Noah versus Jack some morning.
Yeah, we should.
Thanks, lads. That was brilliant. Remember, kids, if you got a really bad dad gag, you know where to send them. Right, 20 past 8 in the morning. Poor old Carol's under the weather.
Is she?
Aramusha, what's wrong with you?
Hello, Casey. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Carol, she's feeling a little bit poorly this morning. Well, either that or she's going for the sympathy vote, trying to milk more answers out of me.
Oh, right, okay.
No, I am feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm tough, so that'll be grand.
I'm sick.
And I'm going on holidays soon, so...
Oh, I'm sick on holidays.
I've no sympathy for you. You're going on your holidays soon.
Where are you off on your hollybops?
Tenerife.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Gorgeous Tenerife.
Lovely. Nice. Yeah. So I'll be watching the match Sunday in Tenerife.
Oh, look. Oh, you're going soon.
Yeah.
Flying out for
exactly.
Friday.
Can't wait. Yeah, maybe.
There's nothing nicer the week before holidays than the build up to the week before. You know,
you're so giddy, aren't you?
When you're going around buying all that crap you bought last year for holidays that you've lost.
That's right.
That you need.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That you don't need, but you buy it in case.
I know, yeah.
Let's get you €1,000 to get you sorted.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
How many counties are in Munster, Carol?
6.
What was the name of the Taylor Swift World Tour?
Eris.
On what streaming service is Squid Game?
Netflix.
Who sang the James Bond theme Skyfall?
Adele.
Sharon, Jim, Andrea are all part of what band?
Of course.
Question number 6. Paul Hollywood was on what TV show?
Bake Off.
Red Alert is a dance song by what British act? Red Alert. It was the very first song played on Red FM.
23 years ago, I think.
Red Alert. If you had a toilet downstairs, you'd have a what?
On feet.
Go on. You'd have a. If you had a Jack's downstairs, what would you have? Down in the basement.
You'd have a
Jack's in the basement.
You'd have a Jack's in the basement. Come on,
basement chat.
Is correct. Question number 8. John Heder and Will Ferrell star in what movie together?
The time.
It was the Jack's.
Basement Jacks. Yeah. I'll never forget that one.
Yeah, Red Alert, Basement Jacks, the very first song played on Red FM, buddy.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Knickers, Monica. Carol, the only thing I can give you is a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, which is still a lovely price. But you'll have to come back and play again for the grand, all right?
And so, have a lovely holiday.
I just have to have less pina coladas on the holiday now.
Yeah. This is it, yeah, yeah. When you're smashed after Tenerife, come back, give us a shout. We'll give you another round,
exactly.
Okay?
I will, of course. All right.
Let's love you, Carol. Bye-bye.
With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
I've got your double passes for Darragh O'Brien live at the Marquee if you want to go for a free night of comedy, and we're going to upgrade one of you for a pre-show dinner and drinks with complimentary scoops at Sully's at Sober Lane. We're going to do that a little bit later on if you want to grab those two tickets now.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
I don't know who I'm looking at here now.
Oh yeah, Maura.
Maura Higgins quit the TV BAFTAs early to avoid mauling the face off someone again. I had to get home. I'd lob the gob off all of them. I'll be gone. I swear to God, I'd be like a rat up a drain pipe.
So she did the same as Danny. The pair of them just got out of there.
Yeah, I'd say they were both told no hanging around, no scoops
by their PR people.
No more scandals.
It makes me laugh though, those awards now. Like, just have a look at what she's wearing there. Just have a look at what she's wearing.
She looks lovely, but it's a huge guna.
It's like she thinks she's won an Oscar.
Yeah,
and she's going to the BAFTA TV awards, which, let's be honest, wouldn't be, you know, there's not film stars there. Sure, there's not.
It's a lovely dress, actually.
It's a lovely dress, but yeah. Like, I don't know why she turned up as if she was in Swan Lake, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of work getting out of the car with that yoke on.
And she didn't she didn't even go to the party afterwards, so she just went.
No. Do you know what, no?
Sat in that dress and went home.
I'd say she could be stashing a few tool ears or somewhere off under the dress. What do you think? I'm not surprised at the bar. I'm not going.
I wonder how she got the hairbrush that my mum has.
Oh yeah,
the magic hairbrushes.
We know all about those hairbrushes.
The ones that we sold out on Amazon. Yeah, when I started
talking. There's a nice picture of her there in the paper this morning. She's definitely getting out of there early to avoid any controversy. Presumably she's still single, so she's out that. But anyway, Amber Heard. This is a bit of a weird one. Amber Heard. Remember, she was married to Johnny Depp.
Yeah, we can remember
you
that
can
one already.
Remember her. She announced to the world that she'd given birth to twins over the weekend. So that was on Mother's Day, which is in America. So Mother's Day was on Sunday in America.
Who's the daddy?
And the rumours are that the daddy is, have a guess, who do you think? And it's not Johnny Depp.
Oh, please let it be. Oh my God, Danny Dyer.
I would love that.
Have you heard the news? Me and Amber Heard.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently it's Elon Musk.
It is not.
Well, I don't know. They're the rumours. These are only rumours. This is only being reported. But people are speculating because she did go out with him for a while. Do you remember? A few years ago.
That was a long time ago.
And he seems to be on a bit of a mission, does he not?
To Mars, yeah.
Well, that too. But yeah. He seems to be on a procreation kind of a mission.
That's true. He's got, how many, 7 or 8 kids?
He's got 14 or 15.
He doesn't have that many. Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Let me double check that. How many kids has Elon Musk?
I bet you I'm wrong and Casey's right. Here we go. Seven.
Seven.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
No,
yeah.
It's not. I don't believe you.
No, honest to God.
I didn't hear anything say seven.
Okay, I'll do it again. I had my volume turned down.
Okay. Is it seven?
Okay, hold on. How many kids has Elon Musk? Oh, why isn't me Google talking?
Anyway,
it is seven.
Him. All right, okay.
So basically, here's without a DNA test, here's how we know if the kids are his.
Yeah.
It's the first child called R2 and the second one is D2.
They're actually called Agnes and Ocean.
Not his.
Breakfast, let's go. With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Sabrina Carpenter, busy woman, that she is. 6:30 in the morning, Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. It's over to Psychic Vic. What football is on this weekend?
I think it's the FA Cup final. I think it's Crystal Palace and Man City. Am I right? Am I wrong?
Give me a score.
Ooh, I'm going to say 3-2 to Crystal Palace.
Ooh!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Roy won't be happy. He's City, is he?
No.
Oh, sorry, United. God,
retract that statement.
Sorry, I retract.
That's the friendship gone now.
Sorry about that.
It is, it's on at 6:30 on Saturday. It is Palace and Man City.
Yeah,
do you know what? The form City are in, Palace could actually pull one off.
You never know.
You never know.
It hasn't been great for City lately, is it?
No.
Nah.
Do you know what? Ever since poor old, what's his face? The old manager has had he's had his a year of divorce and marriage separation. Apparently they're back together again.
Who is it? Mourinho?
Pep.
Sorry. Yeah. Pep Guardiola. Are they back together?
Yeah.
All right, okay. What was all that about then?
I don't know, just you know, sometimes you just need a bit of a break.
Yeah, it's true too, you know.
Stick to the teeth of each other for a while.
That's very true. Take stock.
6-7 months apart and a bit of quietness. Bit of peace.
You realise what you've got.
Yeah, so apparently they've been meeting up again, so if you're to believe everything in the papers.
There you go.
Guardiola sounds like it sounds like a complicated breakfast made of different various nuts, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Throw bits of everything into the bowl. It gives you a little pep in the morning.
It does.
Pep Guardiola. Make your own cereal there, buddy. What am I on about? Right, let's go catch... by the way, I just got another message here about that accident. From Cormac. We've got 3 fire brigades at that accident. It looks like there's a lot of damage done. I really hope everybody's okay there. Yeah. The driver of that car is all right. We were talking about the antics on the road. Some fella flew past me in the rain this morning at like it was like something out of a Back to the Future car.
Ridiculous.
You know when somebody passes you out and they're going so fast they rattle your car?
You know it's bad, yeah.
And that was in the crazy rain. And Cormac is saying it's so dangerous out here. I drive Arctics and I see it every single day.
God.
The speeding that's going on. So everybody please take it easy. Right. Back to Cash Machine.
Yeah.
It's an incredible amount of money. We're going to do 156,000 guaranteed. On Friday, as we head into another weekend, you got a few days to get involved. But if you want to enter now, here's what you need to do. You got to text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. To enter this game, it will cost £2.50. You got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and all the legal stuff. The T's and C's right now are at redfm.ie. Lovely fella picked up the money on Friday. Young lad with a young family, another massive winner.
I'm just getting ready to go for a holiday tomorrow.
How would you stop?
To Mallorca.
How much?
103,000.
Congratulations, you've won the money.
Oh my God, is this actually real?
You might be upgrading, you might be doing the whole 5-star thing.
Wait and come back for a few weeks.
€103,000.
Thank you.
That was Michael Heffernan picking it up on Friday. You're next for a guaranteed 156K. Text RED to 57557, you're in.